Good evening and welcome to the September 4th regularly scheduled meeting of the Recreation and Parks Commission. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And at this time, we would have the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this time, it's time for roll call.
Chair Solu.
Present.
Commissioner Hale.
Present.
Commissioner Vaughn.
Present.
Commissioner Mahan.
Here.
And Commissioner Winger.
Here.
Let the record show two commissioners absent this evening, Commissioner Munoz and Commissioner Henley. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to open up the floor for the public comment period. Anyone wishing to step forward and comment on any issue that is not a public hearing, of which we have none, you may do so at this time. We will limit your time to 3 minutes, and if you step forward, thank you. When you step forward, please identify yourself. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rick Gilligan, and I'm one of the founding directors of the new Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation, and I'm a Morro Bay resident. I'm here tonight to urge you to help us fulfill the goals, some of the goals of the city's Destination 2000 and Vision 2020 reports by recognizing our group as one of your partners in building a new community aquatics center here in Morro Bay. And if you are watching at home, please visit our website at morrobaypool.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is Karen Robert, and I'm here to represent the Board of Directors and the many community members who support the mission of the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation. First, I would like to announce to the public that our next general meeting is Wednesday, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the Morro Bay High School, room 704. Everyone is invited to attend. There will be free drawings, refreshments. Please come and greet your neighbors who are excited about building community competition-sized and therapy pools in Morro Bay. And second, your staff report says that you will need to consider recommending action for the immediate future regarding our foundation. I would like to ask the commission in your meeting today to take this action. First, I would like to see you recognize the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation as a partner in fulfilling the city's mission of building a community aquatic center here in Morro Bay, reference to your City of Morro Bay Vision 2020 document. I would like to see you support and request having the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation put on the City Council agenda for their support. And I would love to see you let the school district and the County Parks Department know that the Commission supports the Foundation's mission to build a community aquatic center in Morro Bay and encourages a partnership between all entities, including the city. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bonnie Blackledge, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I'm here tonight to show my support for the partnership between the City of Morro Bay and the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation. I believe a pool will improve the community spirit and community health for all Morro Bay residents.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Eric Brownlee. I'm also a Morro Bay resident and a person who has over 30 years' experience in the construction of commercial and residential swimming pools. I cannot express to you enough the value of a pool to our community. Pools are a status symbol, And pools are also a way of increasing just the overall health of our environment. I would stand here and throw statistics at you, but that's not the point. Childhood obesity, diabetes, these are all things that are affecting all of the communities in this country, including Morro Bay. Statistics show that crime rates are down in cities that have community pools. Health is better. They bring people together. They bring families together. We really need a place for our high school students to compete. The cost of fuel, 50-mile round trips to practice water polo and swimming teams is outrageous. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars available to us through state and federal rebates. If we pursue this pool along the lines of making it what we refer to as an e-pool, in other words, an environmentally sound pool, this can be done through solar heating, it can be done through sand filters, multi-level pumps, salt systems, allowing for chemical-free swimming. For those of us that don't want to lose our tans or our beautiful blonde hair color, I could go on, but I won't. I just cannot express to you the overall value of a community that can go and swim. And I appreciate your time, and I really hope that we consider, not just on a personal level, but on a community level, the value of what we actually lost when we lost our original pool at the high school. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak, if you would please come forward at this time. Seeing no one, I will close public comment.
Would I like to ask them a question?
She can ask them a question, right? Well, are there any actions in regard to public comment? Would you like to ask a question?
Okay.
Have any of you been down to the new swimming pool they have now at the Rory Grandy High School? Rory Grandy has always had a really good pool. I was really surprised to read in the paper that they have a new pool. It's a $4 million pool. And I just wondered if any of you have seen it. Pardon me?
He said that none of them had actually been to the pool. He'd seen it on TV.
Yeah. It was in the newspaper that they paid $4 million for their new swimming pool. So I was concerned the fact that last time you were here, you asked for $11 million. I'd like to see what they got for $4 million. I just thought I'd ask.
Okay. Thank you. No, thanks. Okay, and now we're going to move to the, anyone else? Actions in regard to public comment?
Well, I think the foundation requested that we take a few actions in connection with...
That's right, but that's later. That's actually an agenda item.
Okay,
so that's item A1, everybody. Okay. So we'll be discussing this further in a few minutes. Now, so shall we move on to the... approval of the minutes for the August 7th, 2008 meeting?
I'll motion to accept the minutes from the August meeting.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. At this time, are there any announcements from any commissioners? Go ahead.
Okay, school's on now, so a lot of the kids will be thinking about field trips. And I just wanted to let you know that in November we'll start doing the butterflies in Pismo. And if they're interested in taking a group down there, it's 773-8919. And also the Elf and Forest is now having school groups, and if the school can't come, they'll come to the school. And you would want to call Yolanda at 528-4540. And they do have a public walk the third Saturday of every month, and different people and different walks that they have through the forest.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Hale?
No?
And nobody. Okay, except for me. I have one, and I'm going to make it from down there. Sorry. I'd just like to announce that the Morro Bay Community Foundation is having its first annual Rock to Rock Run. It's a fundraiser. It's a five-mile family run, and it's going to be the Sunday of Harbor Festival weekend. It's going to be the Saturday of Harbor Festival weekend. That's Saturday, October 4th at 8:30 a.m. in the Rock parking lot. Now, if you sign up now, and I should say a portion of the beach is the home to the snowy plover, so we will be being careful and there will be no dogs permitted. And pre-registration is $15, and it's $25 for pre-registration with a T-shirt. If you go ahead and purchase that T-shirt, you get free admission to the Harbor Festival that Saturday. So it's $15 for the admission to the race, $25 for the race and a T-shirt, and free entry to the Harbor Festival. And on race day, those rates go up to $25 for the entry and $35 with a T-shirt. And it's going to be a great run. We're expecting a good crowd. And if you're a recreational runner or a competitive runner, we'll be keeping time. And it's kind of fun to compete against yourself, different age classes and gender classes. So we hope you get out there and come to the run. Thank you. Any more announcements? Okay, then. Let's see. We shall move on to new business then. A1.
Good evening, Chair Solo and Commission. A1 is brought to you from our last meeting. We had a request from the Commission to further talk about the community pool. And more importantly, the relationship that the Morro Bay Pool Foundation brings to the table. A little bit of history is in your staff report about the pool that existed at the school, and most of you know that information. Since the staff report was developed, I did a little more research, and the pool actually was closed in '98. And they removed the pool in 2001. And since then, in 2004, our city council voted 5-0 with the direction for the Recreation Parks Director, and I'll read this, to reopen negotiations with the school district and begin initial discussions with the Morro Bay High School and the San Luis Obispo Unified School District to see if there's any avenue in which they can pursue a swimming pool on the school property. And staff has met with the district several times in the interim and have been working towards a memorandum of understanding that would establish a joint powers agreement that would run the pool. And since these talks have been going on, and the fact of the financial requirement that was going to take to build a pool and also maintain a pool, you have the Morro Bay Pool Foundation being born, and them taking on the responsibilities and the role of fundraising, which most of the entities, the city, the county, and the district, wouldn't have the resources to do adequately in the time frame that is required or is sought for to develop the pool. So that's why you had the Morro Bay Pool Foundation come to you and give their presentation and actually coming part of this picture. Okay? So the idea of the community pool has always been supported by staff. I think the district was, it was tough for them to close their pool, and I think they for sure want a pool again. So here we're trying to move this rock a little bit further down the line. After reviewing their organization, the Morro Bay Pool Foundation's organization, their mission and their plans for action, You need to consider how you stand on as far as the pool, if you're supporting the pool, and as Karen Robert had mentioned earlier, recognizing their foundation as a foundation that's going to be a player in the development of the pool. Your action can be a formal action to direct staff to continue to work on the MOU with the district and the county. You can develop a letter that says, hey, we want to support the pool. We recognize the Morro Bay Pool Foundation as a new player in this, and send that recommendation to City Council. You know that in 04 that they supported the pool. They directed us to work towards having a pool. And now I think the element is the Morro Bay Pool Foundation and saying, hey, we want to recognize this organization as a community group with a special interest, very similar to the Morro Bay Pups with their special interest. It hasn't been it isn't one of the top priorities for council, but it's something that they're interested in continuing to have community support, community groups like the foundation, doing some of that legwork on the side and having the support of the council and the city while they're doing that. It makes their fundraising efforts much more successful when they can come to the table with donors and saying, hey, we've got the district, we've got the city, we've got the county all behind us, and now we want to ask you for some funds, and they're more likely to say, that sounds like you got everything in order, let's go with it. So at the bottom of your staff report, you'll see the conclusions that I have given you a couple of recommendations, and I do think that if you feel strongly about supporting this project and the Morro Bay Pool Foundation, that you should have some type of recommendation to City Council. And we can do that in a written form. We can direct me to write a staff report, and I can present it to them. But we'd also want, if you're going to send something to the council, is to attach a commissioner with it, and so they can show your support at the City Council level.
Thank you for that report. Okay, so shall we open it up for discussion? Would you like to? Anybody?
We'll start. I'll jump in.
Okay, jump in.
I think there's, from my understanding of conversations I've had with commissioners in the past, that there's definitely a 200% support for this project. So I definitely recommend that we support the foundation, recognize the foundation as a partner, and accept, you know, their work and try and work as closely as possible with them to help move things forward. Definitely express our support to the City Council.
I definitely believe that Morro Bay, I can't believe we've been this long without a swimming pool. Look at all the kids that live here, and look at that ocean out there. When you think about that, there is a need, and there always has been. The only thing that worries me is going in joint with the school district. When the pool was originally built, it was a municipal pool. They took total control of the pool that said we abandoned the pool. And I mean, but that's the only thing that just kind of gets me is you better get a really written in stone joint agreement with the school district. Or they'll say you abandoned it too, and now it's all theirs.
Commissioner Hale?
I think Commissioner Mahan summed it up well. I'm in full support, and I think the recommendations that Mr. Woods has outlined here make perfect sense as our next steps for us. I guess the only other piece was to determine if we can agendize or include the foundation in regular updates to the community on developments. We talked a little bit about that in the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Winger, any comments?
Yes, I agree. We're very fortunate to have this group formed that is willing to take on this project and spearhead it. through with all the entities they're going to have to deal with. My hats go off to you, and I support you all the way.
Great. I want to add to that. I want to thank you, too, for taking this on. It's an amazing, wonderful project, and the sooner we...
I do have one thing to say. There used to be $15,000 in money existing for a feasibility study. I did have some questions about that, and I researched that a little bit, and that is no longer there. I believe it was sometime about 2004 when the situation started to decline with the city, and that money was reabsorbed back into the general fund and is no longer allocated for a pool feasibility study. So that is, in my mind, for you, a little bit of a setback on the starting line, but I have a feeling that looking at your faces, you can easily overcome that. having said that, I fully support your group, and at this time, if there would be any support from my left or right, I would say that I would be willing to entertain a motion for us as a commission to form a letter to make a formal letter coming from the commission to support the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation and to support it moving forward to the City Council, to ask the City Council directly for their support. Also, I would say that the letter should recognize the Community Pool Foundation as a partner in fulfilling our needs for a pool, the city's goal for a pool, and I think to be able to give them the okay to use that letter in their fundraising efforts with the school district to join us together as partners with the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation, the school district, ourselves, and the county, so that they have our full support going forward. So I would first be interested in hearing a motion for the letter, I think, to get support from all of you. Anyone want to make that motion?
But you want to break it down? Is that what you're... Or we're just making a motion for the letter?
Let's make a motion for the letter.
Okay.
To support... Okay. First, a letter of support that we can forward out to all those people, I think,
okay,
to simplify it.
Well, I'll make a motion to draft a letter on behalf of the commission, giving full support to the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation. And this letter may be used to present to City Council. And also, I don't know if...
I happily second that motion.
I would like to see maybe Commissioner Mahan just add in that the letter can also be forwarded to the county and the school district.
So the letter may be used for any public entity with whom you need to correspond. How about that?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That was a 5-0 vote to support the letter. Okay, the second thing that I would be interested in entertaining would be a memorandum of understanding. Is that correct? One second, I had some notes for myself somewhere. I'd like to see if we could ask city staff if they have time and are willing to support it like they say they are, to write a letter of support from our city staff, Recreation and Parks Department, on behalf of our city staff, Recreation and Parks Department, as well as our commission, for your use in possible grants and to the City Council, to the... So if we could have a motion to ask city staff in the Recreation Parks Department to write a letter of support on behalf of the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation, if somebody... I'd be interested in listening to that.
I'll make a recommendation. Now, the next sentence.
For city staff in the Recreation and Parks Department.
For the recreation and staff of the Recreation Department.
To write a letter supporting.
To write a letter in support of the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation.
Great.
All right.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That passes 5-0 as well. Okay, and then I would like to see if we could, again, the poor staff, we're hitting them twice, but if they would, and Joe smiles at me, but if we could see about drafting a memorandum of understanding now. Would that be separate from the letter, Joe, or would the letter work as a memorandum of understanding or research a memorandum of understanding?
Well,
To work
in an MOU, you're going to need to define what. I think that you might be premature on the MOU.
Okay.
I think that we could take this. I don't want to have government working at glacier speed. We'd like to keep it going, but I think we want to make sure that the protocol is followed.
Right.
And I think that with your letter of recommendation and identifying the Morro Bay Pool Foundation, showing your support, setting it up to council and sending it over to other public entities is a good move right now.
Terrific. And the last motion that was made was obviously we're asking you if you have time to get on that letter.
Staff understood that.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's see, did anybody else have any actions that they wanted to move forward with on A1?
So just for clarification, the idea of moving forward with, you know, encouraging development of an MOU, is there any motion that's necessary there? I mean, it sounds like it's obviously separate from the letter, which is more of an endorsement.
Actually, staff has had that direction and has been working towards a joint powers authority and partnerships with the district and the county. That was in the 04 city council made that direction. So even though it's been a few years, staff has been working towards that. Since the talks with the county and the district have developed, that's when the Pool Foundation came in. And as a new player, you kind of step back and go, okay, new players coming in, let's introduce them to the proper venue. And right now it's you, it's Recreation Parks Commission. So they're kind of stepping back in, they're stepping into this program going, they've recognized all the public entities. Now they're the vehicle to go out and actually do the fundraising and get the project funded. So when they come in, they want to introduce themselves to you, they want to get your support. They want to be recognized by you. They want you to bring your recommendation up to council and through other public entities. And I think that's the track that we're on.
Okay. And let me ask this then. With the letter that we are drafting as a commission and sending forward, once that letter goes forward, and we'll obviously tag a commissioner to follow it, or two, or the whole place of us if we really support it. So once that letter goes through and goes to them, would that also be a prompt for the city council?
Progress with their direction. So we'll go there and tell them, get them updates on how the district and the county and we are getting along and what the progress has been.
Thank you. Moving back to the letter, I guess I'm looking for a volunteer to go ahead and draft that letter. Any volunteers on that? On drafting the letter?
I'm willing to partner with somebody else to write it.
Okay. I'll help Commissioner Hale.
Actually, because we have... What do we have? We have seven. So we can have actually three people look at it, right? Okay. All right, so good. I just couldn't do it all by myself right now. So great, the three of us. And then shall we bring it back to the commission to see before we take it to city council?
Without a doubt.
Okay. So we'll have it ready for you, ready for all of us for the October meeting then. Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, moving on to then A2.
Chair Sullivan, Commission. A2 is brought to you every month. It's a program evaluation. This month, we have one program to evaluate. It was the 2008 Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock to Pier Run, which is a terrific run.
Was that Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, for your meeting?
Yes, next Wednesday.
At 6 o'clock. Okay. Thank you. Excuse me, sir.
Sure. So, the annual run, we had 962 runners, which is a great turnout. The expenses, I won't go through all the details. I'll just hit the highlights. The expenses for this this run this year was $19,521.79. Revenues were $21,760. I'd like to point out active.com, that was $9,860 of registration online. And that affects the next line, which is, the cost recovery was 111%. This is staff time. So we're going to be reviewing that, and that's one of the areas I wanted to highlight. You'll see the recommendations for the program, was to continue to use the active.com online, the same timing company. Their costs have fluctuated, and we're hoping we can bring those down a little bit. They have a more effective service delivery. You can see number 5 is a supply race number with a chip in it. So the timing system is a little bit better. They won't need as much staff, and they may have less overnight costs because we do put them up. Continued to have the finish ribbons. The setup, the water stations a little bit more efficiently. What we did is we didn't pre-fill the cups. So pre-filling the cups would help expedite the delivery of that water to the runners as they come by in groups. And have more porta potties at the finish line. And that was a concern. And we probably had them at the start line as well. And we had a large line there. It's some years it's not so bad, and this year it was a little bit tough. So we recognize that. And we're also going to use the auditorium in the Morro Bay Community Center for pack-up pickup, because that went really well as well. That concludes my report. I open up to any questions at this time.
Any questions from the commission?
I do have a question. Do we know what accounted for the jump? And so I think last year it was more in the order of about 800 participants. So if I do the math, that's a good, 20%
increase? I think that the advertising was a little more effective. I think that when you go online to active.com, runners are really picking this up throughout the state, probably throughout the country. They're just picking it up. And he had mentioned the Rock to Rock that's going to be happening in October. They're already getting registration online as soon as they put it up. And so runners and the folks who want to run, they go to active.com and they have a list, and they can get, it's very convenient for a person to get into a run or a walk through Active. And I think that's been instrumental in increasing.
Yeah, that makes
a
lot of sense. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you very much, Joe. We have to accept that report for file. So
I'll make the motion to accept the report for file.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay. Now we'll move to B.
Commissioner's report. We can do several different venues in getting it out to the public on what the updates are, seeing that this might be a good vehicle for that. A couple other items I'd like to mention. We had talked about the community foundation, Morro Bay Community Foundation, and their latest fundraiser, which is the Rock to Rock Run. I'm happy to let you know that the department is working with the city. We kind of have a committee. We've appointed Heather Salyer-Frith to be our representative of our department. For the citywide website, and they have selected a company. I don't know if I had listed them in here or not, but they went out to they had an RFP for requests for proposals for the design of our website. They had 3 companies. They did select one, and they are moving ahead with that. So we should be, and so as that citywide one gets developed, our information will be slipped in there for our department, and so we'll have ours as well. We had a few changes in our department since we last met. Council made some formal action. They did reinstate the Recreation and Parks position, director's position. We have consolidated the facilities and the parks maintenance divisions into one division, spearheaded with one Recreation and Parks maintenance superintendent. So as before, you had two superintendents, now you have one. The savings from the facility superintendent was passed along, and we reinstated the office assistant four position to a full-time position, which we lost several years ago. We do have some new trees at City Park. They're hard to see because they're small. The other ones are about 30, 40 feet. These are about 3 to 4 feet. But when you get a chance to go over there, it's kind of a new look for that park. It's wide open, and those new trees should do well. So we're pleased with that development. Staff is working with the Morro Bay Pups through their MOU in the development of a dog park at Del Mar. Right now, I have met with their representative, and we are completing the application for a permit. As we complete the permit and submit that with all the supporting documents, they'll go to planning department, and then they'll review all those documents, and then staff at that level will develop an environmental review of the project. That gets noticed, and then it will come to you. I think we had 12 participants in the program. Wasn't a huge success, but those who participated had quality instruction. That concludes my staff report. I'd like to open it up for any questions and look for a motion to accept for file.
I have one comment. I don't know whether it was touched on at a prior meeting, but the ramp going into Del Mar Park from Ironwood on the south side of the park, the railings have all been completed and are in good order. It looks really nice and will be a real benefit to have that nice ramp with all the railings so that it's safe to use.
I think it was announced, but I don't think
it was
announced.
I wasn't sure.
It wasn't at this meeting, I don't think. It might have been at another meeting.
I think it's just been done. I mean, they weren't in when we went on the parks tour in July.
Correct.
So.
Anyone else?
I have a question on the website redesign for the city. Is there a targeted date for when that redesign would be complete? I mean, are we talking Q1 next year? Is it a 6-month project, a 2-month project?
You know, I'm not too sure what the timeline is on this project. I don't think it's a 6 to 8 to 10 month. I think it's a little bit quicker. So I think it's got to be like real soon. So if I could find that out and contact you, maybe tomorrow.
We can bring it back in the next. It's fine to bring it back in the next staff report.
Okay.
If we just,
I'll make sure I'll update this and give you a little bit more detail on what the timeline is. Is there anything else I could include with?
No, I mean, I think the consideration from my point of view is that when you get a site redesign, it's a great opportunity to reach out to people, and as a Rec and Parks Commission, we may decide we want to include some other build up awareness to the community that there's a new website and here's the great new features. So we may, want to come up with some ideas or recommendations around that when the time comes. So just helpful to have it on the radar.
Okay, certainly.
And I have a question on the roundabout. The roundabout, it continues to appear here, and is that because we will be, as a Recreation and Parks Division, responsible for the greenbelt level with what we get around here? We get precipitation from fog, but in any case, I wondered if whoever is in charge of that landscape area has looked at, and they call them rain gardens, has looked at making that area into a rain garden where the landscape is actually lower than the streetscape, and the street runoff sheets towards the roundabout and then comes in and feeds the roundabout so that we don't have to water it. Because we spend a lot of drinking water, we pipe away all of this street water to spend money to bring drinking water back in to use on our plants, and it doesn't make sense. So I don't know. Whatever, I just wanted to put that out there.
That's a great concept. I think the project development is a public services project. We were brought in for the landscaping. We've made some recommendations with their landscape contractor and designer. We could follow up with this as well, if I can ask staff a few questions. I'm not fully knowledgeable of the stormwater runoff and this and the what you call rain garden, but the concept sounds great, and I think if there's a way we can apply that to this, we could certainly ask some questions at their level. But they've started this project, and it's been an approved project. It's and the redesign and the change orders could be costly. So I think that staff would be hesitant to be doing major changes. It may be developed in there, and maybe parts that I don't know about. I'm not that intimate with this project either, but I can certainly ask some questions, and I'll throw a few more follow-ups in your next status report.
Terrific, thank you. Okay, and I believe, does anybody else have any questions or comments? No? Then I believe we need to have a motion to accept for file.
I'll make the motion to accept the staff report for file.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, then we will move on to C, written communications, C1, citizens' reports and correspondence.
Chair Sullivan, Commission, there are no formal communications this month. We did get one citizens' report form. It was a complaint about the lights at Highlands Park. And I'm sorry I don't have it with me because we are still doing some follow-up. We thought we, and again, the timer was off about a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, and it's probably this person goes out at dark, but not too dark, but it's not enough, and the lights haven't been on, so we got another call. So the cycle kind of went, and so today we sent out staff with some different direction, and we have troubleshoot, and the timer's off. It's broken. So we'll be replacing the timer, and so all your lights will be functioning in that park. And we're also doing some other light repair at the South T Pier and the Anchor Memorial Pier, as well as Centennial. So we've got a little bit of light trauma down in the Embarcadero. But we're aware of it. We've got work orders going, and as we get resources at the staff level, we'll be taking care of these.
Okay, terrific. And that's a verbal report. Do we have to motion for file on that?
No, it was okay. it was just something, a little bit of a verbal update for you. I wanted to cover them because maybe the folks are at home watching and they'll want to know that staff has been responsive and we're trying to solve those problems for them.
Okay, then we'll move on to D, reports, D1, youth. Well, we usually take D1, 2, and 3 together. Don't we?
And Chair Solu and Commission, we can certainly do that tonight. I will present D1, 2, and 3 and then recommend that you approve those for file and ask many questions. I'll start with D1, which is a participation report for Youth Services Division. I'd like to go through just some highlights of the report, and then if you have some detailed questions, please feel free at the end. The charity bridge was down slightly. We had country and western dancing that was up, about 20 participants. That seems to be a hot class right now. 39 plus dance, it meets here on Wednesdays, is up. And we had a huge increase from kids camp. You can see that was about 120 more kids at kids camp. And I don't know if it's people were having staycations and sending their kids to camp here, but it's an established program. It's quality program. They do a lot of fun stuff, and I think that the word of mouth is out there, and people want to participate. There are no reports for Kids Club, because Kids Club doesn't meet in the summer. Skate park was down slightly. We did have a couple of night skates. We had about 16 kids each. And the teen summer trips went well. We went to the movies in SLO. We went to Motions and Boomers down in Santa Maria. D2, a lot of zeros in there. That was youth basketball and things that are associated with youth basketball and soccer and those things. And, you know, this is the beginning of the fiscal year, so you have year-to-dates for just the month. And the last report is D3, facilities and parks usage. Community center and the vets hall both show hours of use up this last month, where the library shows a slight decrease. And the numbers are fairly the same for year-to-date in the parks division. We had several special events. We had the Black Family Reunion. We had the TAP Enterprise had a tool sale. We also had a wedding reception. That concludes my reports of D1, 2, and 3. Again, I'd open it up for discussion and also entertain a motion to accept these for file.
Any discussion on D1, 2, and 3?
I'd like to ask one question, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
On the
it's right here. Oh. On the life drawing class, it's on D1.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the emeritus class or your class?
No, the life drawing is not an emeritus class. That's the Friday morning life. We have a live model that's in the studio, and we have artists come in.
Oh, okay. I just wondered. I didn't know you had it. We had still life there yesterday.
Right, the emeritus program. Yeah. You will see those numbers we have not included in here because the registration is all done through Cuesta, and the senior citizens are the sponsors of that program, and the registration is all done off-site.
Yeah.
But I will mention that the emeritus classes are booming. I think they had a music appreciation that had 31 in their class for the semester. I think the drawing class... How many did you have in your class, Norma?
I don't know.
Room was full?
Yeah, I think that about that.
Various classes are really maxing out. I mean, at least 20, if not to 30 per class. So it's been a real big success. Any other questions?
Any other questions or comments? No? A motion to accept?
Motion to accept items, reports D1 through D3 for file.
I second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None? D4, Senior Representative Report. So, shall we have a motion to accept D4?
I motion we accept D4 for file. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. D5, Commissioner Reports. I believe there are none. Okay, there you go. And there are no public hearings. So we will move to declaration of future agenda items.
I have one. Joe, I'm back. I would like to see as a future agenda item, and again, I will assist as much as necessary, further discussion and maybe a start on the organization for April Fair, Parks and Recs Activity Fair. So if we can start brainstorming, that would be very much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have one item for future agenda items. I would like to see put on the agenda for the commission to receive a presentation by Integrated Waste Management. There's a gal there named Jennifer Hughes, and she helped me start a recycling program at my hotel. And it's worked out just brilliantly. And we do not have any recycling in any of our city parks. There are no containers. And I think that they are much needed. They could be placed next to the waste receptacles. That's just how I feel. That's why I would possibly like us to invite Jennifer from Integrated Waste Management to do a presentation for us to see how we would feel as a commission. Although I am looking at Joe right now, and it might be a good idea to get some staff insight on how they feel about it, but I really think that it would be helpful for us to see what they could do for us, see what any costs would be. I don't believe there will be any because they get lots of grants and stuff underwritten, but see what they could do for us as a service from their aspect before we ask the staff to do anything. So I would like to see them be put on the agenda and invited out to speak to us.
Yeah,
that's
a
great idea.
Those are the only two. I can certainly work those into future agenda items.
Terrific.
And then I have a question to City Council about concerns or some new regulation they'd like to see in the city code.
Without a doubt. And you are presently doing that with the prohibiting of smoking in city parks.
Okay, perfect example. Okay.
So there you are. So you're right in the middle of the process.
Okay.
And that's the banning on smoking that you've recommended go to City Council will probably hit the, I think I'm agendized in the October meeting.
Okay.
That's been shifted around a little bit. So you can follow, I don't know which of the commissioners is following that up with City Council, but the process is well underway.
Okay. I was wondering, there's another idea that's on my mind. Would it be possible to put in place some kind of section in the city code requiring that people who ride their horses on the beach have to install basically under the tail of the horses these pouches that catch horse manure.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of horses on the beach on the weekends. Actually, a lot. We have regular visits, I've noticed, on Sundays, sometimes Saturdays too. And it creates a lot of horse manure on the beach. And unless someone can, you know, there's some scientific study that says that horse manure mixed with ocean water is good for you in any way, shape, or form, then I'll take back my request. But it just doesn't seem very... there may be some health benefits. I don't know.
I'll try to comment on this one, Commissioner. I think if in fact there was a recommendation from the commission to do something similar to what you're talking about, bagging up a horse and making sure...
Right, and which is, I've seen it done in other environments.
I think they're used from a certain parades to do that.
Right.
The enforceability of more ordinances on restrictive behavior activities on the beach is going to be tough.
Okay.
Right now you have a ban on smoking, but we haven't cited anybody for smoking on the beach, but I've seen it happen.
Right.
So I think that... that I understand what you're saying. I think that the enforcement would be a difficult situation.
I'm just thinking, I understand that aspect, but the fact that if you do have a sign up at the beach that maybe highlights the requirement, maybe giving the idea or the incentive to the horse rider to actually make those precautions or you know, install the equipment on their horse. I don't know.
They've posted for regulations on the beach, and so there may be a venue that we could add to a sign or something like this. We can look into that for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
But if you're going to be looking for a future agenda item to amend the Muni Code for a prohibited activity with the equestrians, then we would have to obviously get it on the agenda and make it a public hearing.
Okay. I want to run it maybe by my fellow commissioners. I want to know maybe how you feel about it, about the issue, if you think it's a big concern or maybe not a big priority right now.
We would have to address that we would have to address that as a future agenda item then, wouldn't it, for us to have a full discussion on it?
Correct. It's not on the agenda this evening. We were taking just future agenda items. So if you're saying we need to bring that back to discuss, we can certainly do that.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to, should we bring that back to discuss?
Okay. I have one question in regard to that. I believe the horses go through several jurisdictions when they go north up the beach to Cayucas, which they do. They're going state park.
I believe if we're going to do a future agenda item and seeing how we could address this, it may be that all it is we're recommending that we look into posting a sign that suggests a certain activity from those who are
Using the beach with
using
the horses.
Using the horses with the equestrian activity.
I mean, quite frankly, we suggest people use mutt mitts, but, you know, you walk up and down, and they don't always, but, you know, the majority of people do, so it could be a suggestion.
So we would say agendize a horse mitt?
A horse mitts, yes, that's right. Thank you, horse mitts. Let us call it horse mitts. I'm sure there's a different term for it.
Horse pouch, but...
Okay. Let's see. Any other items, commissioners? Okay. I do want to ask you, Joe, if I believe that I am following the no smoking in the parks to the city council. If there are any other commissioners who would like to follow me, and we can make a commissioner train, over to the city council, that would be great. If you could, when you find out when it is, zip me an email so that I know, or how do I, it's usually in the newspaper, right?
Yeah, it's always posted with their
Posted on